are listening to Into the Comics Cave with your host, comic book heartthrob, Grant Stoy.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in again. I'm sorry I still sound like this. My voice is going to get deep sometime. But in the meantime, I have a special guest today, the artist of finger guns and probably most images you see in your nightmares. I have Val Halvorsen. Hey, Val, how's it going?
Hey, I'm Val.
By the way, before we get into things, I just have to say that I read Finger Guns first and then saw your horror work, and it was such an amazing like gear change. It almost blew my mind.
Yeah, that seems to be like most people are, they read Finger Guns, they're like, wow, you're like doing all this YA stuff, and then they see what like I do normally, and it's just like gross body horror everything. It's it's kind of a contrast.
Remember the first one I saw your non-finger gun stuff was the one with the albino alligator with the crab on its head
that you're
like some kind of dark god, and it was amazing.
Yeah, horror is like, that's kind of my main thing, I would say.
Were you always into horror?
See, like, I always liked stuff like Beetlejuice and things like that, but they weren't, like, horror, like, super scary or anything when I was a kid. But I'd say when I was, like, in my teens, that's really when I really got into horror.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Illinois, and I'm still in Illinois.
There is a huge amount of comic people in Illinois. This is crazy.
Oh, they're all in Chicago, though. They're all fancy.
Do you think that there are better comics coming from Midwest people than anywhere else in the States?
Well, I'm biased, so I'm going to say yes.
Hey, dude, what was it like growing up in Illinois? Are you by the city at all? Or were you by the city, rather?
You mean Chicago?
Yeah.
I'm 4 hours away.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually way closer to St. Louis.
Okay.
I'm like maybe 20-ish minutes out from St. Louis.
Okay.
So I'm like right on the border of Missouri and Illinois.
Well, as long as it's not Illiana, because no one's got time for that.
I get to pretend like I'm from St. Louis when I talk about that.
But it's quite a frightening place to be from. You're like, oh, I'm from St. Louis, the murder capital of the country.
Yeah, we're number one, baby.
And this is kind of a non sequitur, but now I have to know. So you're this close to St. Louis. Do you prefer their thin crust pizza to
Chicago? God, no.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, it sucks ass. It's terrible. I gotta go on a rant.
No, please.
I gotta go on a rant. So every single St. Louis staple food is something that was like completely fucked up. Like they go in the kitchen and they're like, huh, I just like messed up this cake box mix. I guess I'm gonna serve it. And then that's gooey butter cake, which is just like, I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but gooey butter cake is nasty. It's just like, it's exactly what it sounds like. The middle is just gooey. It's a cake where the middle is gooey, and it is so sweet that you can take like one bite and you're done.
That sounds horrible.
Then St. Louis style pizza has one of the worst cheeses I've ever had, which is called Provel, and it's three cheeses, I think, three or four cheeses, like, combined. So it's, like, Swiss, cheddar, and, like, provolone?
Really?
And they, like, mix it together, and it's just, like, it's super gummy. Like, it sticks to the roof of your mouth, it's nasty, and they stick it on pizza that the pizza... Everything's wrong about this pizza. It's a complete shit show.
Yeah.
It's like, you got like, the crust is like a cracker. Mm-hmm. It's like a saltine. And then you have watery, terrible tomato sauce. And then you put that cheese on top. it just like encases it in this like film of gross cheese.
That's revolting. Why would they put like a Swiss mix on a pizza?
I have no idea. I know people from here that have moved out and they're like in other parts of the world or other parts of the country, and they'll come back here, buy big bags of Provel cheese so they can take it home with them. And it's like, you got out. You have good cheese where you're from. Why would you do this?
Like, can you imagine if they go to Wisconsin where they get like actual like cheese curds
real
and stuff
cheese.
Like that? Yeah. That's so, and I can't get over gooey butter cake because nothing within those three words sounds appealing.
It's so bad. I'm gonna get so much hate for that. The same as people are gonna come for my head, but I gotta say my truth.
So was this inflicted upon you during your childhood?
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. I grew up with it and I hate it.
Oh dude, I'm so sorry.
The only good St. Louis food is toasted ravioli, which is not actually toasted, it's fried.
That's a very confusing statement. Like everything about that sounds weird.
It's just raviolis that they toss in a fryer, and it's perfect stoner food.
Well, shit, that's all you had to say. And while you're out there, like within spitting distance of St. Louis, were you inspired at all, like to work on your art as a kid? Were you a kid that did a lot of creative stuff?
Oh yeah. I've been drawing like forever. I think I have stuff from when I was like 5 or so still that I was like going through like different drawing books and things like that. But I've been drawing forever.
Like it seems like every kid has a period, whether it's like, I'm going to draw sharks, I'm going to draw Ninja Turtles, I'm going to draw dinosaurs.
Was dinosaurs.
Hell yes. Okay.
It was definitely dinosaurs, and then it morphed into dragons. I had the 12-year-old dragon phase for a while.
Now, let's say, gun to your head, what's your preferred dinosaur?
This might be a deep cut, but Utah Raptor.
The biggest raptor of all?
It's the biggest raptor.
Yes.
It's just a raptor, but big. Yeah, what's not to like?
Isn't it like the size of a T-Rex, if not larger?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it has like, it's got the hook claws on like its hands too, I think. If I'm remembering right, I haven't read a dinosaur book since I was like 10, but...
Well, I'm just glad you didn't say Brontosaurus, or this would be abruptly ended.
Oh no, I would never, never in a million years.
And what kind of stuff were you reading as a kid?
Were
you doing comics back then?
I was doing comics. I was doing Neopets comics.
Really?
I was a Neopets kid, and I would get really excited when my comics would be on the front page of Neopets. I'm like, Mom, Dad, look, my comics on the front page of Neopets. They're like, I don't know what's going on, but all right.
It's still pretty badass. That's like a digital refrigerator. What was it about Neopets that you dug?
It's kind of basically just Pokemon. It's pretty much just Pokemon. I was way, way into Pokemon when I was a kid. I still play Pokemon now, but...
Mm-hmm. And so you're doing Neopets. You go from
I'm a big-time, big-time Neopets artist. I was on the front page.
Now, did that kind of stuff... When did you start moving away from that? Like, I just want to know when you went from, like, Neopets... to this is the scariest thing I've seen in my life.
I don't know, because like I didn't really like draw horror stuff when I was in like school. Mm-hmm. I did a little bit in college, But even then, like, I didn't do, like, that wasn't, like, all I did. Like, now that's, like, almost all I do is just horror, but, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when that, like, shift kind of happened.
Huh. When did you go from, like, the Tim Burton-y kind of horror stuff to, like, more, like, Cronenberg stuff, if you will?
I want to say when I was, like, 14, 15, right around the peak age.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching a lot of fucked up shit that I probably shouldn't when I was a kid.
I have to know what kind of fucked up shit.
I'm trying to think of, like, maybe the worst thing that I could have watched when I was a kid. I watched Antichrist when I was a kid. That's probably not
great. Oh, my. That...
I just heard it was the Willem Dafoe CBT movie, and I'm like, all right, I gotta see what's up with this.
Well, you know what teens love? It's Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Get him to watch Antichrist.
So you're getting into horror, and you're in your teenager now. When do you find yourself starting to, like, get more serious about art? Like, what did you have any prior loves before that?
Music definitely is, like, my other, like, main thing. I've been playing piano since I was, like, 5.
Oh, no shit.
I actually taught piano for a while. Don't do as much, like, actual, like, playing anymore. But I am trying to get back into, like, composing again.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference creatively, do you feel, between composition of music and, like, a composition of an art page? Do you feel like that uses different parts of your brain?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit more similar than people would think. I like to think of comics in, like, rhythm terms, where it is, like, you have your beats that you have to hit. You, especially in comics, like, you do have, like, if you have, like, a really small panel, that's, like, a short amount of time. You have, like, a really big one that takes up a whole page, that's, like, your eyes are at that for way longer than the other panels. So it's, I think of it almost in, like, measures, where it's, like, measures are just, like, beats, notes, that kind of thing, and having that go all together.
I've never thought about it that way. I'm also not musically inclined, but that's a really cool comparison to make. You feel like your musical background gave you an edge when it came to comics?
Maybe it did. I mean, I've had to draw so many record stores, so...
Oh,
it's like...
How often were you approached to do band artwork?
I've done it a couple times. Just recently, I did one for a band called Knife Pact. That was a really cool commission. I got to just kind of go hog wild with it. And of course, like, my friends back in, like, high school, I would do all of their band t-shirts and shit like that.
Do you have any of those t-shirts still? Did you get to keep any?
I did initially. I don't know if I even still have them now.
Bummer.
I don't know if I want to look at them. That was in, like, primo robot bacon mustache times.
That's a very specific genre.
It was a time.
And I'm curious about, you're strictly digital now in terms of mm-hmm. your work. Were you ever traditional at any point?
Yeah. I used to do, like, oil painting and stuff like that too.
Really?
I used to do oil painting. I did, like, charcoal drawings. I did a bunch of, like, I even used to do just, like, comics on, like, a page and scan it in. But then it's like, man, this is taking away too much time.
That's wild. You're like a Renaissance man.
I wish.
Well, you're like, oh, I do oil paintings. I play piano. I'm waiting for you to be like, this is my wine collection. When did you make the transition from traditional to digital?
Well, honestly, Neopets. Neopets is the key to all of this. But Neopets is like the first digital art I ever did. I started doing digital when I was 12. And boy, it looks so bad. Holy good God.
It was good enough for front page, though.
Apparently that's good enough for the front page, but I'd do it in Photoshop, and it was like old Photoshop, and I'd print it out and I'd like show everyone at school, like, wow, look at what I did in Photoshop. Because like nobody, I mean like MySpace existed, but most people weren't really on it yet, so it was like I had to just like print off all of my digital and show it to people anyways.
That is a very antiquated sentence. That is so funny. So your Neopets is making you into a digital artist.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you start doing the horror stuff?
Horror stuff. I would do like pieces occasionally.
Just for like shits and giggles?
Yeah, and then I'm like, I really like doing this. I really like just making creatures and stuff. And I always liked horror movies, but I got like really, really into horror movies and just like did deep dives and like just watching goddamn everything. And I just really love horror as a whole. So I'm like, what if I just do this like completely, just go full in? I want to say I've been doing like horror pretty much full time since like 2017.
Oh, wow.
Finger guns aside, but even that I got to sneak in a finger being cut off, but was that your idea,
or Justin's idea?
Technically that was Justin's idea. And I'm like, you know, I'm gonna make this like as gory as I'm able to get away with, right? He's like, go for it. And it was one of those things where I'm like, they're probably gonna like have some notes and make me change that. They're like, no, it's good to go. Like, okay.
What would you say is your most inspirational like horror film or like piece of horror art, let's say?
If we're talking just horror art, I would say just Giger, just all of his stuff. And I mean, that extends to movies that he worked on too. In terms of movies, Cronenberg, just his whole everything. Aside from Cosmopolis, which is like not that at all, but Cronenberg, John Carpenter, like definitely like The Thing. Reanimator is like a pretty big influence on me, just like for horror comedy wise. Mm-hmm. I do really like horror comedy a lot.
Do you remember your first commission?
It honestly might have been one of the band shirts that I did. That's probably what it was. Yeah, it's probably one of the ones that I did for like high school.
Oh, wow.
I got paid like $20.
In high school money, that's a lot of money.
In high school money, that's free real estate. That's just like, you know how many cosmic brownies you can buy with that?
Do you remember your first like comic work? Your first sequential work, let's say. Outside of Neopets.
Like, paid?
Yeah.
So, I would say my first paid work I did would have been, like, 2017, or... No, it would have been maybe tail end of 2016. I did a short horror anthology with Stephanie Cannon. Death of the Horror Anthology, that's right.
Okay.
But that would have been like the first like comic work that I actually got like paid for.
I don't know. How, do you remember how many pages it was?
It was like 8.
Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first full-length one you've done?
Like full issue or
like, just... like 20 pages?
So I did like a 4-issue series called The Sequels with Norm Harper. He wrote that. That was like, I went from doing like 8 pages to 4 issues.
Holy shit.
So that was kind of a shock.
What was that like? Like, was your hand and arm just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I figured out real quick. I'm like, man, this takes a long time making comics. before that, I wasn't like the first comic stuff that I did or anything. I did a couple of web comics before that, so it wasn't like. I kind of had a little bit of experience doing like a sort of schedule,
okay,
very loose schedule. my readers got mad. Just, where's the new page? I'm like, I'm working on it. I got it. It's coming. Look, this is free, man. Yeah,
seriously. Have you ever like sat down with a clock and just been like start to finish? How long does this take?
Oh, I have to do that to get anything done.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have an online timer and I set that, and anything I'm drawing, I have that going. As soon as I walk up, get water, whatever, I stop it and then restart it again when I'm drawing. Because otherwise, like, my brain just, it's all over the place. It's, my brain is like, it's got 100 tabs open at once. So I kind of do something to like focus.
I'm actually very glad that you commented on how long it takes to do a comic page, because let's say that you're walking through the last Blockbuster on Earth. You're looking through the aisles, and you see a copy of Videodrome. You're like, there's no way. And you open up the case, and a genie pops out. The genie looks at you and says, Val, I hear you want to be faster at artwork. The option is, you can be like the fastest artist in the world. However, the only thing you can ever taste is peanut butter.
See, that's tough because I love cooking, but I also just kind of lived off of peanut butter toast for a while. So it's like, I can do it. I can live off just peanut butter, I think.
Let's say that you had this power as long as everything you taste like peanut butter. Like, how far into this do you think you'd get till you reach the breaking point?
Oh, like I can just, like, turn it on and off?
Once it's gone, it's gone.
I'm not sure. That's... Because it's like... Boy, do I wish I were faster. It's like, number one.
Because in this scenario, theoretically, you can do like a Jack Kirby three ongoings.
I was going to mention Jack Kirby because, holy shit. It's like, how?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It honestly doesn't make sense. Especially with the amount of, like, extraneous stuff he does in his backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's psycho stuff. I don't...
Yeah, I genuinely don't understand, like... Because, like, his style is still, like, it's not simple.
Right.
Like, he's not doing, like, Garfield every day.
Right, he's drawing the fucking thing.
Just reading anything about that with Jack Kirby just... makes me feel like a pile of shit. I'm like, God damn.
So back to this genie scenario. I really want to figure out, like, would it be months or years of peanut butter?
I think I could last at least a year. I think I could last at least a year of just peanut butter.
And well, let's say you've chosen to give it up. What do you want to taste? Like, what's the first thing you actually want to taste?
Sushi.
Oh. You preferred sushi?
Mm-hmm. I would get some, like, spicy tuna.
Okay.
Just, like, the complete opposite of peanut butter in, like, every possible way.
What other textures can you fit in this roll? What? How much can you put in this? Would you take a sushi burrito? Do you believe in sushi burritos as a sushi?
Oh, I've had them. I believe in sushi burritos. I'm not above a sushi burrito.
I like how this has turned into a food podcast. When was the first time you tried sushi?
This is, like, pretty late. I want to say it was, like, 23, something like that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like, it's all pretty bland out here.
It's Midwest white people. There's not
much
going
on. Yeah.
Like, what was it like? Because I know I was actually a late to the game sushi person too. And what was your experience like? Were you talked into it? Did you want to try it? Or was someone
wanted to try it. I was the one doing the talking into of other people.
Really?
But no, I love sushi. That's, like, one of my favorite foods. And it's, like, the only thing that I, like, don't make. Because, like, I cook, like, almost every day. So it's, like, here's something where, like, I could maybe try to make this, but I don't really want to. So it's, like, it's nice going out to get it. Yeah. With other stuff, like, when you're cooking every day, you never want to go to, like, a Denny's ever again, because it's, like, man, this is, like, $15 for just, like, pancakes? That's piss easy. It is, like, the easiest thing in the world to make.
But the worst is when people order a grilled cheese when they go out to eat. It's like, are you serious? I imagine St. Louis, it's even worse because they're, like, a Provel grilled cheese. Like, come on!
Oh, the worst thing about St. Louis with that is I can't even tell you how many times I've gotten chicken parmesan and it's covered in Provel and there's not any parmesan cheese on it at all. It's just Provel.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Maybe
because I would order it and I'm like, okay, I gotta be safe. It's parmesan, it's in the name.
Yeah.
No, it's covered in Provel.
Do you think that's why people are shooting each other in St. Louis?
The Provel War.
Like, a bunch of transplants are coming in saying, what is this? Why are you doing this? The St. Louis people take umbrage.
They love that. They love that cheese, man.
That's so fucking gross.
They get so mad if you shit talk that cheese.
That's what doesn't make sense. It's like digging in your heels against, like, someone who loves pooping in other people's beds. I'm like, why are you doing this, man? Like, I really like pooping in beds. Have you tried it? Better than a toilet. Like, bro,
I've always done it. I've done it all my life.
My parents all pooped in other people's beds. Like, my parents' parents pooped in other people's beds. It just doesn't make sense. Have you, I like swinging right from poop back to sushi. But have you ever been to the sushi restaurants with the conveyor belt sushi?
No, but I was going to try and find one in Denver, and I couldn't find one. And I'm like,
Really?
Mm-mm. I did get Korean barbecue, though. That was really good.
Oh, Korean barbecue does not mess around. Oh, my gosh.
It's really, really good.
Have you had Korean fried chicken?
No, that sounds amazing.
It's the best because they're like, what's better than frying this delicious, perfectly cooked chicken once? Double frying it.
Hell yeah.
It's so good. I'm super bummed you didn't get to go to ECCC because I would imagine, like, in the Pacific Northwest, like, there's probably some really good sushi places out there.
Yeah, yeah. I've only been to Seattle once.
What was that like? I've never been out to Seattle before.
I went up when I was, like, 7 or 8. I got a relative out there. She's got a lot of birds. I got stuck in the bird room.
Oh, no. Was it like parrot kind of birds or like parrot kind of birds? Oh,
yeah, like big, like cockatoos.
Now, Val, we are moving in to the last segment. This is 5 questions we ask every guest based off of Jane Lipton's Inside the Actor's Studio. Have you seen the late Mr. Lipton's work?
I've seen a little bit, yeah.
So is it Lipton or Will Ferrell doing Lipton?
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. So number one, and I'm always curious, I've had a lot of writers on recently and they have their answers, but I love it when artists get this question. It's, what is your favorite sequential art sound effect?
Does the Captain America FAP sound count?
It does.
That's the one that I think of.
So if you were in charge of putting the Captain America FAP onto a panel, how would you have it written out? How would you draw it?
How not safe for work is its comic supposed to be?
Let's say it's a black label, like, just as good as Batman's dick.
You just have the shield covering the... FAP.
Because what you could do is have a line of FAPs coming from behind the shield. So FAP it is. number two. What is your favorite thing about sequential art?
I guess tying back into the time thing, I like how you can just, like, freeze time or just, like, accelerate how it goes. Like, basically just, like, reading or meeting whoever's reading its eye around, and I just find that really interesting because there's so many ways you can do it where it's, like, you can have the panels where it's just like zigzag and you can perfectly just like go from the panels, even though it's not like left or right on every single one. And I think that's really cool. Just like seeing how people manipulate the page like that.
Do you have a favorite like page where the layout has been manipulated like that? Or one that just immediately comes to mind?
Trying to think. There was one. Why am I blanking? These Savage Shores.
Okay.
There's a really, really good one. It's like a 9-panel grid where it's like just following like in that zigzag pattern. I think about that one a lot.
I gotta reread that again. That was one of like the best comics I've read in years.
It's really good, yeah.
And going back to format, of course, on the flip side of the coin, and I think I might know your answer, what is something about sequential art that you dislike?
It takes forever.
And this is so curious to me. Like, have you your art, when you are doing, like, the horror stuff that you post on Twitter and stuff, it's all hyper detailed and like just meticulously done. Have you ever thought about trying like a less detailed kind of style? Like with more, I don't want to say economy of line because your lines are clean as hell, but like.
I try and then I get lost in the weeds and I'm just doing details anyways. It doesn't work.
Number four, swearing is fun, but what is your favorite curse word that's not actually a curse word?
Smegma.
There was no hesitation there.
No.
Please use smegma in a sentence.
I always use it for like throwaway usernames. So I always go by like Smegma King. It's like my username for everything. I don't know if that counts as being a sentence.
Oh my gosh. I'm so scared. I'm going to be around my kids at some point this weekend and like smash my shin on something. Just say smegma. And they're going to be like, what? And they're going to look it up and we're going to have a conversation a lot earlier than I anticipated.
I mean, I guess technically it's not really a swear word. Kind of.
It's not.
It's just fucking nasty. Yeah.
Oh, now Val, I have some bad news for you. You were on an archaeological dig, and you were super pumped about this, but they're taking a break for lunch, and the only thing available was cracker crust Provolone pizza. And while you took a bite, you choke to death, and you die, and you fall into this hole. And you're just nestled in a Utah Raptor's claws. So you're dead. And you go to what we assume and perceive as heaven. You get to the pearly gates. And over to the side at a drafting table is a short, hairy man in a wife beater. He's smoking a cigar. His eyebrows are so thick you would swear that they were knitted together. And it's Jacob Kurtzberg, a.k.a. Jack Kirby. What do you hope he says to you?
It's not what I hope, but he would kick me out because I'm too slow.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Where can folks find you on the internets?
I'm trying to think because I've changed my username on so many things. Twitter, you can find me at Fishmas. Many places you can find me at Fishmas. That is a long story. that is a ye old username that I had that I never got rid of. That was not Smegma King. I should have gone with that. Elsewhere you can find me is just Valhall. Or just Val_Halverson, I think, on Instagram.
And if folks want to give you money, where would they go?
To my Patreon, which is, I think that is at Val Halverson. I think.
_ Smegma King.
Somewhere.
Well, dude, thank you so much for joining me. This was a lot of fun. And
yeah. Not for Provolone, I hope.
Oh, God.
This has been a Comic Book Yeti production. You can find new episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and anywhere podcasts stream. For more information on the Comic Book Yeti, please visit comicbookyeti.com. And for more of Grant, visit grantstoy.com or on Twitter @grantandstuff.